everyone, Elizabeth here with this week's episode of Anime Cons TV. This week we're going to be talking about cosplay repair kits and how important it is to bring one to a convention. And if you are cosplaying at a convention, you will definitely need to bring one of these with you. You never know what could happen to your costume. A seam could start to rip, or part of your prop could start falling apart, or something might get damaged in travel. So you definitely want to bring these things with you in an easy to carry container of some sort to make sure that you have the supplies on hand to make any last minute fixes that can be the difference between wearing your costume or not wearing your costume. So we're going to go over some of the basics, some of the nice to haves that aren't as essential, and some other things to make sure you bring with you when you're cosplaying at a convention. So let's get started. The first thing you want to figure out with your repair kit is what you're going to put it in. You want something that won't take up a ton of room in your luggage, especially if you're flying. What I use is this makeup bag I got a million years ago, probably before I even started cosplaying. It just fits everything really well. It's this mesh outside that keeps stuff from falling out for the most part. And I really like using this. But you can use whatever you like. It can be hard, it can be soft. I've also used this trusty sewing container in the past. This works really well too, so you can use what works for you. Alright, number one thing for your cosplay repair kit is safety pins. You will most likely need these, or a friend will, or some random person in the hallway will probably need one. This, I believe, I got at probably Walmart or something. Yeah, Walmart. And it was in the craft section, and I've obviously taken a lot of them out. It has a lot of different size pins. You want to get a lot of different size pins, small, medium, large. This probably was only a couple bucks. And it has a nice little container so they don't end up all over your repair kit, which might happen anyway. You also want a pair of scissors. I recommend a small pair so that it's nice and compact. You can bring a big pair if you want. Make sure they're sharp, because if they're not sharp, then it's kind of pointless to have them with you. So think about replacing them every so often, but I like having a nice little tiny pair of scissors in my repair kit. All right, hand needles. This is if you need to sew up a seam real quick, or reattach buttons or snaps. This I probably just grabbed in some Notions wallet at Walmart or Joann's, and make sure you have a lot of these because you don't want to get stuck without one. Tip that's really might be important is a lot of hotels will have sewing repair kits at the front desk, the same way as if you forgot a toothbrush or something like that. Ask them. It's probably super basic, probably a couple pins, a little bit of thread, a couple buttons, and a safety pin or two. But if you're in a pinch and you need a hand needle, that's where you can get one. And with a hand needle, you also need thread. I recommend bringing some basic colors that will work with most things in a pinch, a white, a black, and this is kind of yellow, but it's kind of an off-white ivory color. These are just extra spools I have, but I also have this, which I got from one of those little sewing kits that come in the sewing kits you find at like Walmart or Walgreens or whatever, that comes with some repair things. This has a little bit of a bunch of different colors. Those cost, you know, $2, $3, $4, $5. Those are worth getting just for those little pieces you can throw into your repair kit. I like to have snaps on hand. These are just random sizes that I grabbed at one point and threw in my sewing kit and my repair kit. So they're different sizes. These I like in case one that I already have in my costume falls off and I need to replace it. Or if something is not attaching the way it is, or if I just totally forgot to sew one on when I was finishing up my costume. Also, hooks and eyes, same thing. Sometimes I forget to sew these on, they can fall off, or sometimes you just need that little bit of extra attachment for something. These you can just buy in the Notion section along with the snaps. Alright, we're going to move on to tape. You want duct tape. For sure, this can be a lifesaver and help you out in a pinch. A lot of times it takes up a lot of room. There may be some smaller ones you can get. This is just what I had on hand. But you want this and you need this. Other tapes. I like to have fashion tape in my repair kit, and I usually have extra fashion tape kind of thrown in with whatever costume I might need fashion tape for. I recommend buying these at Joann's with a coupon, because that way you can get it for less money. And this is just a double-sided tape that will stick to your skin and then help hold up what you're wearing. So I would go with this fashion tape here, definitely. Also, this is this fusible. It goes by a few names. You might find it under the name Heat and Bond. Basically, you want something that's heat and steam activated by your iron that you can use to make fixes, like fix a fallen hem, or maybe reattach a seam if you're in a pinch. But this is really important to have. I also like to have a lint roller in case there's random threads on something, or if something just gets stuck on a costume. This is really important to have too. And fray check, I really like as well. This is important because you could take something out or something could get stuck and it could start fraying, and you want to put this on right away. In the same vein as the fray check, I like to bring clear nail polish. Not only like if my nail chips or something like that, I can fix it really quickly. But this is also if like something with paint starts chipping, you can throw this over it and kind of make a quick fix to help get you through the con until you can repair it when you get home. So I like to have this as well. One other thing I like to have in my repair kit is some Advil in case I didn't put some in with my toiletries. That way at the end of a long day, if my feet hurt from my shoes or my head hurts from my wig, I have an ibuprofen to help me with that. For your hair, so I have a whole wig kit that I keep separately, but if you don't do that, you want these things. So you want wig cap, an extra wig cap. I tend to keep those in my bag or with the wig I'm going to wear. But have an extra one just in case. An extra hair elastic to tie up your hair when you put it in a wig. Bobby pins. If you need to style a wig or your hair in a specific color, you can find bobby pins in that color. These are just black. And then hair pins, which are different. These are U-shaped, whereas the bobby pins kind of close. This helps keep your wig in better than a bobby pin. So this is my wig bag that I take to every convention. It has combs and all my wig caps, some lace front tape, and some, usually a detangler, but I took it out. So if you don't have your own wig bag, definitely put those four things, even put them in there if you do have a wig bag in case you forget your wig bag, or if you're just having me out of those. If you don't have those, you want those in your repair kit in case you need them. This is a nice to have, but not essential, especially if you're driving to a con. I don't have anywhere to plug it in, but I love to bring a hot glue gun and some sticks. Just in case something breaks, this can be used on fabric too. Not all fabrics, but this is like the duct tape. I think a really good quick fix thing that could help get you out of a jam. So I really like bringing a hot glue gun with me. One last thing. I like to have a nail file. In case I get a hangnail, I can just buff that out real quick. Or if something is on a prop that needs to be buffed out real quick too. That way your nail or the thing on the costume doesn't snag against your costume and wreck something. So I like to have this on hand. Okay, costume specific. If you have a prop or a part of your costume that you painted, I would recommend bringing some extra paint in case it chips. Just put this in a plastic bag. That way, if it gets mushed and opens, it doesn't get all over your stuff. And, of course, a paintbrush. If your costume is kind of a specific color and you're worried about it, bring some thread in that color. That way you can fix it and not get stuck with one of the kind of generic threads that you have in your kit. And this goes for a lot of different things, but for example, I have buttons here, but if you're doing like rhinestones or flatback pearls, bring extras with you. That way, in case something falls off or falls apart, you can very quickly put an extra one on that you have on hand. I would also if you don't have this in your sewing area, get it for that. Get this for that too. But you want this in your repair kit too. This is Grandma's Secret Spot Remover. You can get this at Joann's and probably Walmart too. This takes out so many stains. I used this recently to take lipstick off of something and it came out, liquid lipstick too. So you want this with you in case you get something stained and you can remove the stain really easily. So buy one for at home and buy one for your repair kit because that's really important to have. Hopefully these suggestions will help you as you build and put together a cosplay repair kit. I can't stress enough how important it is to have one of these if you are going to be cosplaying at a convention. Now some conventions have repair stations there, but if you're getting ready in your room and something is preventing you from even putting on your costume, it's great to have it there to help you as you're getting into costume, or if someone in your room is getting into costume and needs these items, like maybe your zipper breaks and you need to safety pin or sew it closed, or your prop is starting to fall apart and you can use some duct tape to keep it together for just an hour or two so you can still, you know, wield that awesome prop that you made. So you definitely want to have one of these if you are going to be cosplaying. Now, if there's anything I forgot or any items that you like to use that I didn't mention, please let us know. We would love to hear them. If you're on YouTube, you can comment down below, or you can comment on our Facebook page, on our Twitter. You can email us or leave us a voicemail. You've heard all these ways to contact us before in the past, so they're all listed somewhere here. If you have any suggestions for upcoming episodes about anything, cosplay related or not, you can let us know as well. And until next time, we'll see you guys later. Bye!